Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To get in a portal, the health spawn came in.
Okay. Okay, Will Shatner.
My delivery. Yeah. Exactly.
All of a sudden, Captain Kirk is leading us through this one.
Welcome to everybody's favorite podcast, The Lore Boys. My name is James Miller, and I am joined here with...
Happy anniversary, by the way. We didn't do anything special.
Was it a year?
Dude, we had our Twitter anniversary. Twitter was just like, you've been here for a year. And we guaranteed made a Twitter after we had hosted our first episode.
I think that we did that whole thing where we delayed a couple casts, where we held on to them and pocketed them. So whenever we started, then we would have some backups. So I'm not sure when our first release was. Pocket cast.
A lot of those podcasts were pocket.
Yeah,
but my name's Peter O'Donoghue. I have been here the whole time.
Oh shit, you're Peter O'Donoghue.
It was me.
Who's the number three over here?
I'm Ethan.
Bronze medal.
Ethan.
Bronze medal, baby.
Ethan Absinthe Palmer over here.
Yeah.
Did you introduce yourself?
I did. I started off with my name, James Miller.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, he did it in his smooth radio voice. It's easy to get lost in it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a comfortable fog.
A comfortable fog. Is that what Alzheimer's is like?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope it's not uncomfortable.
It's genetic. Yeah. It's coming for me.
He's just waiting out back.
So, today, I would like to talk to you about a game called Doom.
Maybe. My Doom?
Have you ever heard of it?
I have not.
Yes.
Okay. So,
explain.
Peter, have you really not heard of it? We were just talking about it 20 minutes ago.
What?
You said you loved it.
No, I just showed up. I just showed up just now, and... this podcast is unrehearsed and we never discuss anything before we start a show.
Oh, you're doing it.
What?
Yeah.
Doom?
Oh, I get it now.
What do are you talking about?
Doom is mood backwards. My mood is great to talk about.
It's wood upside down.
It is.
Wood mood back. Yeah, Doom backwards upside down is wood.
Yeah.
No, then it's.
And we got some.
Wood backwards and upside down, it's poo.
No, but yeah.
That's if it's a lowercase d, which it would not be.
Okay. This is not what I plan on talking about, but this is great.
This wasn't the intro I had in mind.
I think it's how it was going to start.
Very sorry. Wow. No, this is fantastic.
I guess we should have rehearsed a couple more times.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. So Doom is one of the first-person shooters.
Where's our producer?
What's that?
I said, where's our producer?
Where's our producer? He's not here. He's not here. Or she's not here, actually. And so Doom was made in 1992. It began development.
Okay.
John Carmack started writing the new engine. The rest of the id Software was working on finishing Spear of Destiny.
And was this the first id Software game?
I'm not sure. I don't think it is, because they're working on finishing Spear of Destiny already.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we just watch a video about Commander Keen?
Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
Oh, Commander Keen.
You showed us that video, loving, James.
I was loving you a softball there.
Oh, dude, yeah. And I just had tunnel vision. I was just looking at the home plate the whole time.
Yeah, you shouldn't be looking at home plate if you're at bat.
Yeah, exactly.
Just staring straight down. Look at it. I'm coming back for you.
No, yeah. Actually, that's the most efficient way to play softball. You're already there.
You're already there. Yeah, that's it.
You just turn around and run back.
Why do I got to go out there? I'm already here.
That's just like, it's like, I'm not taking the scenic route back to home base.
No,
you just turn around, punch the umpire in his helmet, and then go back in. Exactly. Win.
Baseball officially dumb. We could do it better.
We have...
running all these circles, man. Unnecessary circles.
Pointing up in the grandstands. What's that?
I said we only have one team here in Norway.
Yeah, there's
for baseball. The one. It's the Helsinki Raptors.
Yeah. What's our capital?
Of Norway?
Yeah.
Copenhagen.
Is it Oslo?
Or maybe it's Oslo.
Copenhagen's Denmark.
Denmark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways,
I failed geography in whatever grade they teach geography in this country.
I'm not great with geography either, but we do travel a lot for people who are bad at geography.
Yeah, we're bad at geography. Well, we just get sent all over the place.
Okay, listen, just because we're idiots, I mean, we're not pilots. Somebody else got us here.
I saw a thing today where there's a group chat on a plane. If you go on a plane, you can chat with everyone around you. Yeah. You get to set your username.
We're all going
to
die.
Yeah, someone set their username to Pilot C39. Hey, does anyone know how to land this thing? Asking for a friend. Just like watch pandemonium across the plane. Yeah. Anyways, it began in 1992 following Commander Keen, which is another id Software game.
I was born in 1991.
Yep, I was born in 1991 as well, which is when Commander Keen came out. So Commander Keen 1 came out of...
30 years ago.
Yeah, of id's womb as we came out of our mother's
womb. While you're listening to this, it was 30 years
ago. Yeah, exactly. Four years from now. Yeah.
So they were working on finishing Spear of Destiny, which was in 1992.
Sounds pretty sick.
And that is the prequel to Wolfenstein 3D.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I knew it sounded familiar.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. So the lore for the original Doom was based off of the movies Alien, Evil Dead 2, and it was also heavily influenced by the D&D campaign that developers were playing at the time.
We're fucking nerds.
Yeah, the forces of hell invaded the material world.
Please check out our 3D&D episodes.
Yeah, exactly. But it's so cool how much D&D actually just like leaks into so many video games. Right?
Yeah.
Well, so many people that create like video games are nerds, and nerds are naturally drawn to D&D.
So. Yeah. Exactly.
It's a really creative platform.
It's fantastic. And the title of the game was chosen by John Carmack. And there's a movie where Tom Cruise has like a pool cue and he comes out and he's like...
Risky Business.
Is it?
I don't know.
Anyway,
guessing Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise comes out. I wish I remember the name of the film at this moment, but he comes out.
Jerry Maguire.
He wants to play pool. And someone's like, oh, what's that? Because he brings his own cue. Then he opens it up with his like cheesy grin and he goes, it's called Doom, because like he's going to beat everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the name of the game.
That's why.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's definitely a film that I have not seen.
Though. Yeah. No, it's out there, Doom definitely.
Rain Man.
The Bad Dudes podcast.
What's that? It's called Doom. Yeah. And he pulls Dustin Hoffman out of a suitcase. Yeah.
52 pool cues.
The Bad Dudes podcast.
52 demons from hell. Huh?
Yeah. The what?
The Bad Dudes podcast could definitely tell us.
I was just thinking about them right now because they're a little bit older than we are.
Yeah. Jeremy and Andrew.
They've been to the 80s.
And they watch movies.
Yeah, a hell of a lot.
They're great with movies. Yeah, they're very good with movies.
I don't really know much about film.
Yep. An interesting thing about the Doom levels is they're not truly three-dimensional. They're internally represented on a two-dimensional plane with height differences added separately. So this was...
What does that mean?
This makes it... So it's not actually rendered in a 3D, but as you move towards something, it just makes it bigger or smaller, right?
Yeah, it's referred to as 2.5D, right?
I think that's
it. Yeah, because you know all the bad guys are flat and they rotate to face you. They're like the cardboard cutouts.
Exactly.
Which, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, the little cardboard cutouts, like in a movie theater or whatever, are called llamas.
Huh.
L-A-M-A-S. My dad's buddy used to sell them.
Interesting. He's a llama salesman.
Llama salesman.
That's amazing.
That's it. You want to sell a man a llama... He lives for a day. Teach a man a llama. He's a video game developer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
2.5D.
I think
only
so.
2.5D llamas.
You put that on a piece of corn.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Bring back our old catchphrase. That was a season 1 reference to the lore boys.
Yeah. The similar trick is of using things on a two-dimensional plane. It's still used by many games that have really big open environments to give...
The illusion of depth without
demanding all that processing power. Exactly. Doom also had a low detail mode to improve frame rates on a slower PC. This was really important in 1993 when the game came out.
I mean, it's so important now.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Pro players, pro esportsers.
Play on low on CRT low. TVs to get that ultimate refresh rate.
Exactly.
Those frames, dog. There is no refresh rate on CRT. It's just, it happens.
Yeah. Not like my LCD, which is just like, I have to capture it at 60.
It's trash. It's fucking LCDs these days. Yep. I miss several frames every time I play a game. It's brutal.
Heck.
And what keeps getting me killed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I need to get my tube TV back.
That's why I'm so bad at Overwatch.
Dude, I gotta say, man, as someone who's played like a lot of time of Fortnite on PS4 and then played like 3 games on a gaming PC and actually got a solo win on a gaming PC, frames help.
Yeah, they really do. Yeah. The game that introduced me to like frame rate difference was when I was living with our buddy Oren. We had Dark Souls 2 on PS3 because we split the cost so we could both play it.
Okay.
But then after I moved out, I got a copy for myself on PC. And played it at 60
FPS.
And you're, like, legitimately better at the game.
Yeah. No, that's for sure, dude.
Like, not that Dark Souls 2 is particularly difficult, but...
Yeah. Counter-Strike, another example. Like, I was on a bad laptop. I came to Montreal, played on a good internet connection with a gaming PC.
That one time you were in Montreal.
Immediately ranked up. Yeah. No, it was insane. So this game was made really popular because the first third of the game
was free.
It was free.
It was shareware.
It was shareware. Exactly. It's called Knee Deep in the Dead. And that was being passed around via floppy disks.
That was my burlesque name.
Downloads.
Knee Deep in the Dead.
Knee Deep in the Dead. Yep.
Hey, boys.
Yeah.
Or boylesque name, rather.
Yeah. Knee Deep in the Ed.
I have, right?
Hey. Who's Ed? So 10 million people played this game.
10 million?
In 1993.
Which in 1993 was, I think, like 90% of the world's population.
Yeah, easy.
Well, and that, who had computers, maybe?
No, I mean the total.
All of
yeah.
I do think everybody in 1993 had a computer.
Hey, okay. You finish your free levels. There are starving kids in Africa who can't play the first third of June.
Those poor souls.
Yeah, in 1993, it's crazy that 10 million people were playing the game now. That's huge.
10 million people playing a game now is good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, in 1993. That's why it is so popular. I hadn't played it until, like, my experience with Doom is only in 2015 did I buy 1, 2, 3, and I played 1 and 2 and then played a little ways through 3 and wasn't having fun, so stopped.
Yeah.
But the Doom 4 in 2016 is amazing, right?
It's like, so good.
Yeah.
Doom 2016.
Doom 2016, exactly. That's a good
one. Might be my favorite shooter of all time. I'd be hard-pressed to think of another shooter which I preferred to. Including Halo.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm trying to think. I've played a lot of shooters.
I don't think it's my favorite shooter, but I think that the niche that it serves, heavy metal, just run and gun, go fucking crazy.
Yeah. It's so satisfying. It's, you just bounce through enemies.
It's fun
as
fuck.
Yeah.
But I think I actually still prefer the new Wolfenstein games.
Okay.
See, I haven't played them. Okay. I'm sure I would love them.
Yeah. Yep.
Same engine, right?
Yeah, Doom came out before Wolfenstein, so technically...
No, it didn't.
Okay, sorry, I'm thinking of the RPGs.
Yeah.
So Doom RPG and Wolfenstein RPG.
There's a Doom RPG and a Wolfenstein RPG?
Yeah, they're basically just the Doom games, but you can only move one square at a time.
Nice, that sounds so much better, he said sarcastically, squinting at Jamie.
Yeah.
I like RPG. Shut up, Peter.
it looks
like
cool,
Battletech. It's like the slowest fucking game on Earth.
Yeah.
I really want to pick up Into the Breach.
So 10 million people were playing it, but the rest of the game, you had to purchase it, right? The shareware.
That's my
only 1 million people bought the game. But that's 1/10. If you think about, like, free-to-play games these days, that's not bad. 1 million people buying a game, like you're putting it out there, right? You got so much coverage.
We know.
I mean, yeah, they built their company on the success of it.
Between you and I, Jamie, we have some familiarity with free-to-play these days,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
No, definitely. And also...
With our dolls and our whatever Fortnite would be.
Fortnite.
Yeah.
How important is fashion in Fortnite?
It's pretty important. Like, all these little boys, they just want to buy their Reaper skins and all this stuff. It's crazy. There's this one skin that came out... I hate to talk about Fortnite because it's all I've been doing lately, but...
you, like, eat, sleep, and breathe Fortnite.
Yeah.
If you talk about it for 3 minutes, we can put it in the tags and get a ton of views.
There's this one skin called the Skull Reaper skin that came out in October and Halloween, right?
Okay.
Battle Royale only got popular, like, probably December, and even more so February. So there's this one skin you can only get in October. Some people have it. If you have just this skin, you can sell your account for, like, $400.
Jesus,
holy fuck,
dude.
It originally cost, like, $5 or $10 to get this.
That's
skin.
Free-to-play economies are fucking weird.
Yeah.
I sold items in Warframe recently that got me enough space for 2 new frames.
Yeah.
They're just these little gems you pick up. I had, like, 60 of them, and this guy paid me 40 platinum, which is whatever, like, real money.
Yeah.
For these things, I was like, homie, you could just... get them yourself.
Them, yeah.
But, like, what? Well, I don't know.
People don't want to pay. Like, they don't want to wait, right? Like,
exactly.
And using that strategy, I've been trying to spend my V-Bucks strategically on, like, holiday skins and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But then they've done this thing where they're releasing them in the store anyways. I think that the Skull Trooper is just a it's just an anomaly.
It's a legacy skin.
Yeah, exactly. It'll probably come out next Halloween, and they will sell a million.
Yeah, yeah.
They're making $2 million a day on iOS alone right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Just like us, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
Only on iOS.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this on an Android, you're not giving us any money right now. Thanks a lot, jerks.
Yeah. I hope you love your flexibility and your better phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Asshole.
A cool little lore fact about Doom is they had a team, right? And John Carmack pretty much took control of everything. But there's this guy called Tom Hall. It was that's where you get the Master Sword.
Yeah,
it was
exactly. The Temple of Time.
My boy.
Yeah. Yeah. So the level, he's a designer, not a level designer. Tom Hall. He wrote an elaborate specifications document called the Doom Bible, and according to this Bible, it had all of the game's storyline, multiple player characters, a number of interactive features. So there's way more that Doom could have been. His ideas were discarded during development, though, for a simpler design, because John Carmack said, that's too complicated, we need to make it simple.
Listen, kids are dumb.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Hall eventually was forced to resign from id
oh,
Software.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and he had all the lores.
Kid was too ambitious.
We
should have tweeted at him before this episode. Honestly, I'd be like, if you resigned from id Software in 1994, you're probably living in a ditch now.
Yeah.
He would have come on.
He's like, yeah. I mean,
he's like, how many downloads you guys get? 150. Oh, that's good enough for me.
Oh boy. I've never.
How much can you pay us?
Yeah, I've never seen that many people in a room before.
Yeah. Some of his ideas are still within the game.
We'll give you 30 bits.
Yeah. And I actually meant to look up where he is now. So Tom Hall, I'm sure you're listening.
It'd be funny.
Yeah.
Like a sentence and a half on Wikipedia. It's just like died in 1996.
Yeah. yeah, so many of his ideas were discarded, but some of them are still there. So I want to start with Doom 1. This is kind of like,
like a good place
leading
to start.
Up to Doom, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple other things I wanted to mention, actually. Doom was not all received like super well. It was a really cool game that everyone could access if they had a PC.
Yeah.
And it was super free. But
it was violent, and there is satanic themes in the game.
Yeah.
Yes, that's actually not the point it's going for, but I'll elaborate on that.
Okay. Nancy Reagan was probably very upset.
Yeah, right?
Doom came out the day after there was a big talk about violence in video games within Congress.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so it came out the day after, so that was not great timing for them, or it was perfect timing for them.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Sure.
I'd say perfect.
Yeah.
Well, no, because if you think about it, if they hadn't done that, maybe we would still have violence in video games today.
Which we don't do.
But as we know, they took it all out.
They did, yes.
They blew it all up, damn it.
Also in Germany, Doom was banned for a long time because of how violent it was.
Well, okay, so Germany has fucking crazy censorship laws on video games. Yep. So they got
BioShock
completely different versions of
BioShock?
Wolfenstein and Wolfenstein 2 recently.
Yeah. Where you can kind of see
Hitler is not in it,
yeah.
And there are no Nazi logos.
Also, BioShock is a different version when it goes to Germany.
Yeah, Team Fortress 2, everybody bleeds black, and when they get jibbed, it's all springs and gears. So I mentioned this in the Team Fortress episode,
I think.
Yeah, Team Fortress, canonically, the characters are robots in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
And in Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2, zombie bodies don't bleed. And fade before they hit the ground, so you never see a corpse touch the ground.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're now, what they're like now with Comrade Merkel, or what her take is, but yeah. Germany has some insane video game laws.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doom
Germany
1...
and Australia.
Australia. I was going to say.
Doom
like
1
Manhunt
was banned.
2 was banned.
Yeah, Doom 1 was banned for a very long time in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
It was only in, like, the late 2000s or early 2010s that it was actually allowed back in Germany because they're like, hey, well, like, look at the other stuff that's going on today.
Yeah, seriously.
This, like, flat screen is not hurting anyone.
Yeah.
Then they're like, oh, okay, yeah.
But, Jamie, violence in video games makes us all killers.
Yeah, that must have been a beautiful 2 decades in Germany when no violent crimes were committed.
Oh, my God.
Because
yeah.
Doom was banned.
Yeah.
it was perfect.
They have no crime statistics.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think a single demon was killed in that time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What
could you imagine?
Perfect utopia.
So Doom 1, the story is...
Demons in hoodies managed to wander the streets and drink human blood unaccosted.
Actually, the point that I was trying to get at first is it was also mostly ill-received because universities and workplaces were unable to keep people from not playing this game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Damn it.
Sure, yeah. That all of the bandwidth is being used up for death matches or death match. That term pretty much comes from Doom.
Comes from Doom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It, I would have guessed Quake.
Quake came after Doom, though.
It did, yeah.
Quake came after Doom. It was a Doom clone. Or, like, first-person shooter.
It made Quake. It's the same thing.
Yeah. That's just, I would have guessed. If somebody had asked me, like, where do you think the term deathmatch comes from? Quake would have been my guess.
No, it was Doom. It was Doom. So that was a big problem. Workplaces and universities had to come up with, I guess, procedures that says, no, you can't play games.
Don't play Doom.
You can't play games.
No more fucking Candy Crush, Karen.
Exactly.
Put the phone down.
Exactly. All the bosses couldn't see the screens. They could just see the people intently, like, looking at them.
Yeah. Working so hard.
Yeah, exactly. So excited to work, only on the WASD, though.
Like, yeah.
I'm writing an email. Wastedus. Clicking madly.
Do you know?
I would love to see, like, a transcript of the keys that you hit in a multiplayer game. Would that be an interesting document to look at?
I used to do it by accident on WoW all the time. And one time, someone said something, and by accident, I was in chat mode and not move mode, and I said sad to something that was actually relevant to the conversation. And I remember you, Ethan, specifically, like, no, that was not an accident. That could not have been an accident. I was like, it was.
Yeah, well, so when you tried to back up in, like, a semicircle, right?
Yeah, exactly.
To go left, back up, and then D.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, guys, I'm thinking about turning my life around. I'm going to quit playing WoW. I'm going to get a real job. I'm going to go back to school. Sad.
Yeah, exactly.
I do that in Warframe all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Constantly. I'm always typing like W in chat.
Yeah, just
like,
W.
Yeah, so basically that's kind of like the history around Doom. It was made by a small team. It was a really big project. It was super successful because of the shareware thing that they did.
Yeah. John Romero and John Carmack, right?
John Carmack was the big dude who was involved.
The big dude
His name
on
kept
campus.
Coming. Yeah. His name kept coming.
The big John on campus.
Yeah. So Doom 1, the story is super simple. Learning it, if you are at home and you're like, you know what, I really want to play a game from 1993 and I don't want it spoiled for me, this won't ruin the game. Doom
One,
is...
it's been 24 years. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Get motivated. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doom is very...
Sort some other shit out first. Yeah. This is your current ambition.
This is a game that's really focuses more on the gameplay than the story. Which is really cool because the gameplay is amazing. Mm-hmm. I've played in 2015, right? I said that I went through 1 and 2. And I think it took me maybe 5 hours, but it was so much fun.
Yeah, they weren't like exceedingly difficult.
No. There are 3 chapters. A lot of the gameplay consists of running and gunning, finding keys that opens doors, that unlocks new areas, that unlocks new guns, that makes you run and gun more. Yeah.
And a lot of 360 no-scoping.
Kind of, yeah, I guess.
Sort of. Like, there's no-scoping, you can't actually look up.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it's kind of like baseball, right? A 360 no scope is just staying at the home plate.
Yeah, exactly.
Then yes.
It is 360 no plate.
So Doom 1, it's simple, like I said. Don't worry, no spoilers. I don't think you're worried. So there's this very bad boss guy in the military. Right? He's just like, he's a dick.
Okay.
And
this is on planet Earth.
Planet Earth, yeah.
Whoa.
I thought Doom was on Mars.
It is on Mars. It is on Mars. But we start on planet Earth, where most people start.
I see. Yeah. Not me, but most people.
most people.
So this bad guy, he's above you, the player character. Your player character does not have a name. Most people have affectionately called him Doom Guy.
Doom Guy, yeah.
Mr. Doom.
If you guys want to come up with a name at any point, I'll switch my words and we'll call him that. But for now, he's Doom Guy.
Okay.
And Doom Guy is ordered by his superior officer to kill some civilians.
Doom boss.
Oh, no. Yeah.
What? Kill civilians?
Kill civilians. So, Doom
Just
Guy.
Just like, you, Doom Guy, go kill those civilians. But why, boss? Because I said so, damn it.
Yeah, exactly. And Doom Guy, because he has values, just assaults his senior officer.
Coward.
His CO.
He's like.
Oh, he's mutinous.
He's mutinous, but it's a morality mutant. That's a cool band name.
TM.
Yeah.
And, like, basically, because his morals said, like, no, I shouldn't kill these civilians. Why should I kill him? And then the boss wasn't backing down, so he assaults the boss.
Why did the boss want him to kill him?
The voices told me not to kill the civilians.
I'm not sure. It's not really specified why. It's probably some scenario where there's a war that needs to be done on Earth for some resource.
Hey,
and there's people in the way. And then... Some people just kill people for it's collateral damage for the greater good, right? Okay. Kind of thing.
Hey, Doom Guy, your numbers are slipping. I need 30 dead civilians on my desk by Monday. I hate this fucking job.
On my desk. Yeah. Like, pile
of bodies.
I like that one. So what happens to him for hitting his boss? Sent to Mars for incarceration. How did he get there, though?
Is it a ship?
Nope.
A portal.
Portal.
Hey. And
it's all making a lot of sense now.
Yeah, portal. Portal. So there's this whole thing called the Union Aerospace Corporation, UAC. UAC.
Oh, yeah, UAC. Yeah.
They're kind of like the big overarching...
FedCom.
TELUS.
Yeah.
Revenue Quebec.
The big bad business boys. Yeah. Because big bad business boys make the best bad boys
media.
Exactly. And so who are the UAC and how did he get to Mars? The UAC is a multi-planetary conglomerate and military contractor. And they perform secret experiments on interdimensional travel. So they also learn how to open portals to send people and things there.
Really handy.
Yeah.
Sounds a lot like Black Mesa.
Things travel well. People don't travel as well, but Doom Guy's okay.
Right. If you remember the movie Doom, modern masterpiece, starring Dwayne the Doom, the Rock, the Johnson, the guy in the wheelchair got teleported, and half of him made it.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was in a wheelchair, and his legs ended up somewhere else.
Yeah, they called him Mad-Eye Doomy or something like that.
Yeah.
Mad-Eye Doomy. Mad-Eye Doomy. Yeah, that was it.
They called him Doom, the Wheels Edition.
Yep. Dude,
it's the inclusion expansion pack where you find out a wheelchair.
So no, he gets sent to Mars.
Ramp up the action was the tagline.
Oh, that's good.
The military sends him to Mars. He's in Mars. He's incarcerated.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a movie starring Ice Cube called Ghosts of Mars that has a shockingly similar plot. That came out in like the mid-2000s.
Can you do us the elevator pitch? Like, what's that?
There's a prison on Mars. Ice Cube gets sent there. There's also a cult.
I feel like I remember this
Mars
movie. Yeah.
That worships Martian ghosts.
Yeah. I do remember this movie.
Hot Tub Time Machine. That'd
be
Ice Cube could never be in a
That's
movie
John
called Hot
Cusack,
Tub Time Machine.
Not John Carmack,
he would melt.
Idiot.
Wait, you guys both said it at the same time. I caught the melting ice cube and John Cusack.
I said it's John Cusack, not John Carmack.
Okay, got it.
No, I had a second point there. It's gone.
Ghost on Mars is a cult that worships.
Ghost of Mars.
I do remember this movie, actually.
It's bad. It's John Carpenter made it. Shockingly bad film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. John Carpenter's Ghost of Mars is so stupid. Go watch it, though.
I will not watch it.
Let's watch it. Let's all go watch it tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he got to Mars via teleportation because the UAC knows how to do that. Right? So the research that the UAC was doing, it was showing to be increasingly unstable.
Okay.
But being a corporate entity, they're not really worried about unstable. They'll burn up all the oil till the ozone goes away.
Oh,
they don't give a shit.
Then we'll teleport an ozone from another planet to our planet.
Exactly. Oh, we'll figure it out. We'll figure out when we get there.
Well, just like Venus has got an atmosphere to spare, we'll just take that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then acid rains from the sky and kills everybody.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That good poisonous gas.
So they continue to research, even though the levels are showing to be unstable. Suddenly, something goes wrong. Creatures from hell swarm out of the teleportation gates on Deimos and Phobos, the two moons of Mars.
Oh, Homo Phobos and Homo Deimos. Mars is two gay moons. that's not my joke.
And a defensive response from base security fails to haunt the invasion. Halt.
What?
Haunt.
You might say the invasion haunted them.
Yeah. the ghost on Mars things.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, fuck,
no, you're
Casper.
Good.
God damn it.
Yeah,
also, if you want some very good Doom fan fiction that I think we should include in the lore, look up...
It's a little late to be telling Jamie this.
No. Yeah. It's Doom Repercussions of Evil.
Okay.
Just find it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Starring John Stalvern.
I'll remember that when I do.
No,
the
dude, it's just Doom Guys is a drum percussion band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Repercussions of Evil, and he just like sits around a fire and plays the bongos.
There's
bongo.
A folk song that someone did too called Repercussions of Evil based on Doom. It's all crazy shit.
We'll have to look it up.
Turtles all the way down.
No.
That's Stephen King's universe, dude.
Oh, yeah. My mistake.
So defensive response from base fails to stop the invasion, and the bases are quickly overrun by monsters.
The UAC Marines, yeah.
Yeah. All personnel are killed or turned into zombies.
Oh, personnel.
That yep. Makes... No, at this time...
What about all the inmates?
Everybody who is at these two moons right now...
Oh, the moons, right.
Killed.
Not the actual planet.
Not Mars. Okay. Not Mars, where our friend along. Doom Guy is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel in yeah. Perfect Dark.
Yeah, there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
Which I have not seen.
Me neither. I saw the Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah, I saw it too.
I don't know if I have.
It was ridiculous.
It's a smug. Like, the listeners couldn't see it, but he had this very smug smile on his face after he said that.
The delivery just killed me.
Yeah. So yeah, something went wrong. Bunch of monsters come out the portals. They kill every one of these humans. Yeah.
Okay.
So who do we have?
I don't understand what happened. We were teleporting into hell, and then demons came.
Yeah. That's it.
Like okay.
I picture it more as like they're shooting off like. Portals into random areas, and then eventually, like, they're just brute forcing portals. And like, oh, we want to go to Mars. Portal. Oh, one got to Mars, right?
Okay.
And then they go portal. Oh shit, one got to hell.
One ended up in hell.
Yeah.
And ooh, now this one opened up in a Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah,
they had a very bite a pillow bitch approach to portal placement where they were just going in dry.
Yeah. They did not care. They have a lot of money. They have a lot of military power, so they're just trying to get to places fast. I don't think they fully know what they're doing. I looked up the lore. I didn't get this from Doom 1 and 2, but it's kind of mentioned somewhere that this is from an ancient civilization who figured out the portal technology, and they found it.
Oh, okay.
And then there is
ancient
Mass
robots.
Effect.
Yeah.
Oh, ancient robots?
Ancient so
robots.
I can't
finish your drink.
Crack one.
I just opened one. I'll do it.
All right.
Listen at home, that's how long it takes.
We're committed to our craft.
So, that was that.
Why do you guys listen to me? That's a terrible idea.
Because we're not even sure that was ancient robots. We just
no,
I just
not,
said the word ancient robots.
No, it's an ancient civilization. I just, it looked like fun what you're doing. So.
I like the way you were going with that, Peter.
Yeah.
I like the way
cut of your gym, kid.
Yeah, I like this Pete kid. He's a real up and comer.
So I
chug a beer at the drop of a hat.
You damn right.
I didn't find this in the lore. I found this in like
the lore boys.
Yeah.
Well, it's lore boys canon, right?
Yeah,
because we have modified things in the past.
Yeah.
So I think this isn't modified. I think this is out there, but I didn't see it in the Doom 1 and 2 game, which is what I researched to come here. But it is out there somewhere. There's a lot of manuals. There's a lot of Doom games. There's not just 4. There's a lot of Doom games.
There's
Doom 64. There's Doom Slayer, Doom RPG. There's like more than I could count when I looked.
I've never even heard of Doom RPG.
Yeah.
We were just talking about it earlier.
Yeah,
but I hadn't heard of it.
Oh, you hadn't heard of it?
Yeah.
No, it came out before the Wolfenstein RPG.
Yeah.
I heard
that. So that's it. I came in looking for just Doom 1 and 2, but got way more than I could chew. A bit off way more than I could chew, I guess. So there's... What I wanted to say, though, is that it's supposed to be an ancient civilization who figured out how to teleport. They had the exact same problem. Closed the portal that opened up to hell.
Okay.
Found this button that opens the portals, right? Put a box on it and wrote on the top saying...
Do not open.
Do not open. This will open up the gates to hell, right?
Don't dead open inside.
Humans come... yeah. Humans come later and...
They should have written something even dumber.
A button.
Just
like big spider under box, do not move, which is like a brick on top of it.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, the problem was the translation, right?
Yeah.
Ancient civilization to humans. We didn't know what they were saying. We found a button and we're like, well, this does cool shit for now. Yeah. And then
it's there's a problem in the scientific community right now where within the last like 200 years we've discovered radiation and we're creating like radioactive materials that will last for 50,000 plus years and we're trying to figure out ways to like how do we store them so that future people don't stumble across this site and just open it up
how do you demark it
so it's like in 50,000 years when all language is completely different
when we destroy ourselves and caveman 2 electric boogaloo shows up and finds like a cavern full of radioactive waste
I don't think that personally I don't think that there's a way to
communicate
you
that.
You finished Horizon Zero Dawn. How'd they do it?
They didn't.
Oh, no. I don't.
Well, they didn't. Like, they assumed everyone spoke the same language for a long time.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, I don't think there's a way to communicate to someone 50,000 years down the line. So you just need to contain something in a way that no one can ever get
it
to.
It can't be open.
Yeah. I think that's if the possible. Only solution. That's impossible?
Just put a
frowny. No, I said if possible.
If put a frowny face on it.
Yeah. But, dude.
The universal language.
Did you know 50,000 years ago, frowny faces meant happy faces?
Jesus. Oh, stupid caveman.
Yeah.
No wonder there's no fucking Neanderthals. They got all their shit backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah. Because it was hard to smile back then. It takes more muscles to
frown
than smile.
Does it?
No, I don't know.
I'm getting all tied up.
Anyway. Getting lost my own dumb analogy.
Exactly. <yeah. laughs>
But doom, though.
Yeah, but doom. But doom, though. We found out that you... Sorry, guys. That beer that we just
can't read my own writing. Jamie, you typed it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What is this chicken scratch?
That's a doctor's note.
That's sans serif.
No, dude. Comic Sans, dude. I always record this stuff in Comic Sans.
You wrote with Notepad. You don't get to pick your font.
I had Notepad +++.
Oh, shit.
Have
you seen that, though? That's
Hacker
actually
Jamie.
That's a great. Do you guys use Notepad a lot? Download Notepad +++.
I've never done it.
It's really good. Okay, so the UAC, they decided to open a portal. The health spawn came in.
Okay. Okay, Will Shatner.
My delivery. Yeah. Exactly.
All of a sudden, Captain Kirk is leading us through this one.
The hell spawn.
The hell spawn came through the portal.
Oh, yeah. I felt bad to me, too.
Your words just come stumbling out of your mouth. Yeah. On the table, there's like, what do you want us to do, boss? Yeah, yeah.
No, my throat has got like jagged edges, and the words just kind of like bounce their way
caught,
out.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
It's what you get. You're listening to a podcast about a game that has essentially no lore. You're just going to deal with our bullshit.
No, there is lore, but there's a lot of bullshit, too.
There's books. There's a D&D campaign, apparently.
Yep.
But there was.
Yeah.
Elder Scrolls has the same thing.
It was based on a D&D
campaign. Tamriel is a D&D campaign, yeah.
So, suddenly it goes wrong. All these demons flood out of this portal, right? We made a portal. Oh, shit, it was to hell. And they come all the way out, and all these bases are overrun. All personnel are killed.
We thought it was runes. They, like, flip it upside down. It's like, it's not 773H, it's hell! Yeah. Oh, no! We made a mistake!
Exactly.
We've been looking at the Mayan disc. Yeah. Like, it's, like, upside down. They're like, wait a second.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
999999. Whatever, this is meaningless.
So, Mars is, like, the closest place to Mars' moons.
You don't say.
I would say.
That's dangerous thinking, Jamie.
Yeah.
So they send pretty much all of the army forces from Mars, including the incarcerated Doom guy.
Okay.
And they're like, go to Phobos and... What's
fight for your lives.
Yeah, Phobos
Demos.
And...
Deimos.
Deimos.
Deimos moon of Mars.
It's a Jamaican one.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And then they go... They send all these people out to go... Handle the demons, right? Like, we've got a problem.
You just go handle them, dude.
Go handle them.
Here's a gun. Go handle some demons.
Everyone dies.
Except?
Doom guy.
Except Doom guy.
Yeah, you got it.
I probably could have guessed that. Honestly.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Basically, I think the way that it happens in the game is... Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, anyone who hasn't listened, look up Doom OST on YouTube, on Spotify, on anything. This
the Mick Gordon one, right?
Yeah. Mick Gordon. Did a beautiful job of the Doom 4 music. It is so good that I would listen to it. I do listen to it at work, doing work. It's just, yeah, it's amazing. Anyways.
It's good. It's good music if you want to do work.
Because driving.
That's it, yeah. People often say, like, most video game soundtrack music is good for that. Like, a lot of video game soundtracks are good for that because it's specifically designed to, like, to make you want to progress.
Yeah.
You actually have to do something. It's not like a movie soundtrack where you're more passive.
As somebody who listens to a lot of metal and does play music and has played a lot of metal, I think that it does a really good job of balancing the showboaty part of metal. They completely curb that.
Yeah.
It's ambient metal. It's like it's in the background, so it makes you feel something, but you're not really noticing it as it's happening. And if you do notice it, it's because you're like, fuck yeah, this is good, and then it just makes you want to kill more. And
if you open it up in a If you open up like the waveforms, they have like pentagrams and 666 in them too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh my god, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's like the OG Doom. I don't know if it's in Doom 2016.
No, Mick Gordon's.
Oh, really?
Doom,
yeah. Fuck yeah. No. There's a documentary on a YouTube channel called Noclip about the newest Doom. It is remarkably fascinating.
Okay, it's not nearly as good as this episode of the Lore Boys podcast.
Yeah. No.
Maybe check it out if you're not satisfied.
It's like, okay, so Daniel Dwyer, you know what? Sure, he's been in the industry for a long time. Uh-huh. I love him. I follow him on Twitter, so do like 20,000 other people. Uh-huh. But I'm saying he's like a participation medal in comparison to our caliber
delivery. Yeah.
I think we're pretty good. Yeah.
He doesn't hold a candle to us.
We're pretty good.
I feel bad for
crunch
that.
At me, Danny.
Yeah.
If you're listening to us, I appreciate you for being here.
He liked one
I don't
of my
think
tweets.
I'm that great, but I think you're good for being here. Yeah.
He liked one of my tweets once.
Nice.
There's a picture of my cat sitting on my back.
So the military detachment from Mars travels to Phobos to investigate the incident. Everyone dies except for Doom Guy, and he hears his comrades die on the radio.
Oh, shit.
So he knows he's alone. What's he do?
Rip and tear.
Yeah, fuck shit up.
He goes through everything, he kills everything, and he makes it through this whole moon base and clears the moon. And there's probably some points I can hit in the middle, but it's at the end of the day, he just clears the fucking moon out. Phobos, he completely
demolishes. He finds a chainsaw, for example.
He finds all the keys. He knows that blue card keys
open blue doors.
Right?
Well,
how?
You'd think so. How could you know that?
Not only is he
great. This is some lazy writing, frankly. I think this kind of chosen one level bullshit is fucking stupid.
This is 1993, and the gameplay was fantastic.
Blue key, blue door, chosen one shit.
No, but the gameplay is fantastic, right? And then I see what you mean. But if we criticize it against, like,
I was being completely facetious.
Oh.
Peter, stop shitting on Doom, man.
Yeah.
Like, Jamie, talk. My God.
All I'm saying, though, is that, like we, it's easy to shit on Doom. And to be facetious, it's easy to do that to Doom because it's 20-plus years old, and the game, sure, the story's not going to be great, but the gameplay for the time was amazing.
Peter,
and I'm sorry I didn't catch
fruit. No Donahue over here.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like my middle name and my stage.
Yeah, exactly.
And your burlesque.
For
names.
My boylesque. Exactly.
Knee deep in low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Knee deep in dead fruit.
Yeah.
So pretty much that's what happens. He goes through and he clears everything. And he makes sure the moons are safe. And that's Doom 1.
Mind?
That's Doom 1. Peter's flicking caps at me. Not popping them, flicking them.
Yeah.
Although, but basically, that's Doom 1. And Doom was a landmark in gaming, especially for first-person shooters. Most first-person shooters that came after that was considered Doom clones.
Yeah.
And even though they were their own thing, it's a Doom clone, right?
Like
and,
Rot, which was one of the first games I ever played. I played Rot before I played Doom.
Okay, guys, can you think how Wolfenstein, Doom, and Commander Keen are linked in lore?
Wait, what?
Okay.
Wolfenstein, Doom, Commander Keen.
I mean, Commander Keen takes place on Mars. So there, it's linked in lore because it's on the same Mars as Doom.
I'm not even sure that it is takes place
it
on
does.
Mars.
It
did
we just
Commander
watched the video.
Keen clear out the Martians before the UAC set up a base? Are the UAC descended from the future Nazis?
It's something much simpler than that.
They're
family tied. Basically, Commander
Keen. Oh, it's Commander Keen, Doom Guy's dad!
So, okay, I'll tell you.
Doom Guy's son.
And this made me excited to see this, too, because I played Commander Keen as a kid. 1991, I was born the same year Commander Keen came out. And I played it probably 1994, as soon as I had the hand-eye coordination to play a game.
Yeah.
And,
I was playing games of two, just saying.
Well, yeah, I saw it. It was cool.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I did start to read at the age of three, though. So everyone can take that home.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Take that home, put it in the bank.
Yeah, that was my peak.
Take that to your bank. Just walk it.
That was my peak. So according to John Romero, Tom Hall, the guy who made the Doom Bible, BJ Blazkowicz,
it's the Wolfenstein protagonist.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Commander Keen and Doom Marine from the classic id series. Not the later machine game reboots.
Oh.
Don't think about those. Are all connected.
I wasn't thinking about those until you mentioned it. Now I can't get them out of my head.
You mean the good ones?
Yeah. So they're all on the same team timeline. BJ is Commander Keen's grandfather.
Okay.
And Keen is Doomguy's father or grandfather. So BJ is there, then comes Commander Keen, then comes Doomguy.
So Commander Keen's more like our age.
In Wolfenstein 2, The New Order, Anya, BJ's girlfriend, is pregnant. So I'm thinking in the third one that hasn't come out yet, maybe they will name him Keen Blaskovich. And then they'll have some fourth game that'll tie into Doom 2020.
Commander
Keen, crunch at me.
Commander Keen comes out with a new game.
Commander Keen.
Oh my god, like Commander Keen 2019. Oh, that's a good title for it too. Yeah.
Commander Keen, for anyone who hasn't listened, because most people are probably lost in the dust, because Commander Keen, Ethan didn't know it.
I
knew it.
I had the fortune of playing it, but other than you, I think I know one other person who's ever fucking
played. Exactly. So basically it is like a little kid who sets off in a spaceship and he lands somewhere
Mars
and goes from level to level in an overworld, and once you enter the levels it's a platformer and you get a gun and you shoot and you try and get ahead, solve puzzles, that kind of thing.
There's demons, they explode, and explosions of really blood and guts.
Really annoying sounds too, like we just watched,
like every footstep like beep 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 beep.
In Doom 2016 there is a skull on a pike that has the Commander Keen helmet on it.
Nice. They're all id games, right? So they're doing the call outs to each other. So that was just a really interesting point to me, that all these id games are canonically tied together. Commander Keen lore might come one day. We'll see
if you want.
Commander Keen stranded on Mars.
So that's the end of Doom 1. That's the end of kind of what I know about Doom 1. So I think we're going to talk a little bit about Doom 2.
Which cool. I've never played.
Okay, I've beaten it. I've beaten Doom 2. Ethan, have you played Doom 2?
I played Doom 2, yes. Okay. I don't know. I don't think I ever beat it.
Okay.
I beat 1. I played like halfway through 2 at a party on time.
Basically, the big bad guy in Doom 2 is the Icon of Sin. He's the guy all the way at the bottom of the places of...
Where you drop your toque.
Drop the beanie.
Hell. Places of hell.
Stop the podcast. James dropped his beanie.
Where my beanie fell down.
Can't finish a sentence. Gotta pick up the beanie.
My delivery is gonna be way off,
dude. We're having fun.
Yeah. Doom 2. Bad guy. Ultimate bad guy is the Icon of Sin.
Think of him as...
Marilyn Manson.
He's all the way in the bottom of hell. Actually, if you've ever been to a Longhorn Steakhouse, his head kind of looks like the Icon.
Okay.
It's like...
did this guy...
Yeah.
Okay, at first I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Skull. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's okay, so like pretty much a skull that maybe come from a bull but has a really narrow nose, and then like these big horns on the side. And that's kind of what he's identified as. He's kind of like tied down, but anyways, we're going to get to that. That's the main bad guy that... is opening all the gates to hell.
Okay, did this guy take out one of his ribs so he could suck his own dick?
No, but he took out one of his ribs to make women.
To make women.
No. Okay. I hated that as soon as I started.
It's an Adam and Eve thing. Hey, Jamie's not a bad person.
I was like, okay, what religious knowledge do I know? And then I was like, oh, this Garden is bad in
context. Tied to ribs, which is it's something bad that I mentioned. Context.
I didn't mean that, guys.
Because he mentioned Marilyn Manson.
I love women. I've kissed them.
They're soft and they smell nice. I guarantee it.
So Doom Guy. So after being stranded on Phobos, after killing all of these demons, he battled out of hell itself from Phobos because he went through the portal to close it. He goes back to Earth. Find that it had been corrupted by demons.
Damn it!
Yeah, these demons sure to get everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So
tried so hard, come so far. Yeah.
In the end, it doesn't even matter. Fucking Lincoln, dude.
I'm sorry.
Linkin Park was the best Lincoln.
I mean, Hybrid Theory was.
Changed my mind.
That's the soldier with the bee wings or whatever.
I know the one that I know what you're trying to describe.
The album art.
Yeah. Earth is flooded with demons right now.
Damn it all.
Doom Guy, he goes on back, and now what is the plan for the human population? Most of the human population has been wiped out, but the leaders of the planet are saying, hey, we can leave on a giant spaceship. Everyone who's left, come with us.
Okay.
Right? Only problem is that there's a portal at the only spaceship, what's it called? Like a port, I guess?
Spaceport?
Yeah, okay. at the spaceport. Yeah. At the spaceport, there is a giant portal. They've got all our VHS copies of
Titan AE.
Yeah.
It's a giant portal. So they say, hey, let's send a bunch of our military forces at this portal, and we can shut it down, get everybody onto the spaceship.
Get out.
We're going to start fresh.
Yeah.
We're going to start fresh. We got demons here. You know, we got bed bugs.
Everybody in the portal.
We're
portaling out of here.
Exactly. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. So the military force goes there, and guess what happens?
Closes they all the get portal killed successfully.
Jamie, do they all die?
They all die, Jamie. Except for
Doom Guy.
What?
Again? Exactly. This guy's so lucky.
He is a resilient motherfucker.
No, he survives.
He's a bad dudes podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
So the starport's the only way for the ships to leave, and Doom Guy survives. And he gets into the starport eventually.
Okay.
And he kills all the demons in his way. He shuts down the force field or the portal that is keeping all the people out, all the innocents.
Shuts down the force field that was around the button that closed the portal.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it probably had a corresponding color.
It had a corresponding color. You got the blue key, which unlocked the blue door.
Exactly.
Depowered the blue
force field. It'd be so funny. It's just like a blue door with a blue key, but there's a keyhole. But he's still too stupid. He's like pushed up against the door. He's why won't it work?
He's got like a handful of like yellow, green, and red keys. Yeah. He's like, let me in,
throwing him at the door.
It's like a black door, a white door. And he doesn't know. It's like, does it work like light or like pink colors? I don't know, man. He's like,
when it dries, is it going to be a different color?
He's got like swatches. He's got swatches in his key.
Yeah, it's like a ring of swatches from IKEA.
I like that one a lot. Got like a ring of keys and swatches.
Swatches pulling up to the door. That's amazing.
I was thinking about doing something cool, but no, that's going to be our art. Is the Doom Guy with like a key ring and a swatch ring just being like, really confused. You found the art Easter egg. You can die now.
Yeah,
listener.
Speaking of Easter eggs, Doom's got a lot of them.
Yeah, John Romero's head on a stick.
Yeah.
Yep. I think there's a Easter egg in Doom 4 where you actually look like you're just in an old Doom level.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's multiple old Doom levels in that game. I managed to find like three on my own, and then I used the internet to find the rest, and I realized they were so ridiculously well hidden. Like, you have to know that you can interact with these like decorative things in the environment. I'm like, okay, this is like
okay.
Old PC secrets is not my forte.
Not your thing.
So humanity throws all of its fighting forces. Only the Doom Guy survives. He gets in the starport, kills his way through everything, sets down the portal or the everything that's keeping the people out.
Yeah.
From there, he saves all of the remaining humans. He lets them go off and he stays there defending as they fly away. And he's left there to die. But he's happy because he knows he saved humanity.
Uh-huh.
He finds out that he can still close the portal. But he has to go to his hometown. That's where everything's coming from.
It's okay.
From Doom Guy's own hometown on Earth.
That's after a weird coincidence.
After he's been sent to Mars. After he's been sent to Mars' moons. He has to go to his hometown.
Topeka, Kansas?
Yeah. That's exactly the place.
Jacksonville, Florida?
Yeah. Flint, Michigan.
Flint, Michigan?
Yeah.
Mint, Flichigan?
Yeah.
Not even
which is honestly the best ice cream.
Yeah. Not even a portal opening up and threatening the entire safety of the planet is enough to make me go to Jacksonville, Florida.
No.
Oh, man.
What about Mint, Flichigan? Would you eat that ice cream?
Yeah.
Which is like mint, vanilla, and like rust flakes.
It's a little dry, but I'll... Oh, man. Nestle is a great company.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They're good people doing good things.
Yeah. Love their chocolate.
Speaking of good people doing good things, corporations open a portal to hell. Where are we at now?
So he goes to his own hometown, kills every single
living... What's his hometown? Is that specified?
No. And it's not.
It's Topeka, Kansas.
It's where he came from.
Is it Toronto?
I can specify that it's where he grew up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Winnipeg.
Yep. I'd peg him for a Winnipegian, I think. And then he goes there and he kills everything and realizes that the portal to hell is in his hometown.
Okay.
Jumps right through that portal, goes to hell.
Okay.
He has to fight a guy. Well, not a guy.
A man?
A thing.
A thing? An it?
Called the Icon of sin.
This is Goat Glover we're talking about.
It's his Goat Marilyn, Longhorn.
Marilyn Manson.
He goes down and...
What did you say?
Longhorn Steakhouse.
Oh, I thought you said Longhorn Stamos, and I was like, good name.
Yeah, Longhorn Stamos is a good name, yeah. So he does go down and eventually kill this thing.
Okay.
And when he kills this thing, it closes the portal and causes devastation upon hell and shoots him out.
Okay, spits him out.
Sorry, I thought this was the part that led into Doom 2016, because I know that
Doom 3 is still in there.
But you play as a different guy. The Doom Slayer, or the Doom guy, in Doom 2016, as far as I know, is the same guy from 1 and 2.
Okay, so maybe...
Hell got so desperate that they couldn't stop him, they, like, buried him in rubble and put him in a sarcophagus.
So, yes, maybe he doesn't spit him out, actually. I said that, thinking because, oh, Doom 3 is the same guy, but...
Doom 3 is not the same guy.
It's not.
One thing that I often speculate on is there going to be a Doom where the guy gets trapped in hell... goes and hunts out every single enemy in hell, kills all of the bad things in hell, becomes that thing himself. Next Doom is Doom guy fighting the old Doom guy who became the demon that he was once fighting.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be really fucking cool.
What do you eat when you're in hell?
What do you eat?
Souls?
Yeah. No, but...
If you're just a human, though? How long is it going to take him to kill all these demons in hell?
You know, that's all I'm saying. I beat the game in 8 hours.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I played 5 hours, 6 hours of Doom. He didn't have one meal the whole time.
Yet. Wow.
I didn't have a hunger meter human. Or anything. The game's worthless.
Yeah, literally unplayable.
Literally unplayable. No hunger meter. Exactly. 7.8 out of 10.
That's pretty much what I wanted to cover for Doom. Doom 1 and 2 is what I had the most experience with, and I think that is what built the series completely.
Awesome.
Doom 3, all three of us not played it.
Nope.
It's okay.
I played Resurrection of Evil, which was the expansion pack.
Okay.
Yeah.
So cool. There's so many games actually out there. If you guys Google them, there's so many. I would recommend playing through Doom 1 and 2 if you haven't at this point.
I would recommend playing Doom 2016.
Definitely play Doom
real
2016.
Real fucking hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been saving my pennies, and I'm going to play that on stream one of these days.
Scraping together your shekels?
Yeah. If you also would like to see a gameplay of Doom 2016, Ethan has recorded pretty much his full gameplay on our YouTube.
Still on our YouTube channel.
Yeah. Loreboys YouTube. If you don't have the means to play it and you'd like to watch it, Ethan is a very entertaining man to watch it.
I can be.
Yeah.
Here and there.
Anyways, that is me. I'm James Miller, and I made this thing, I guess. You can find me at JAYMILLK64. JAYMILLK64. A couple of you have added me on Steam. That's JAYMILLK64. One less L. One more friend. Come ahead. Hang out with me.
So confusing. I'm at Ethan the Dead Man.
If you can decipher that, you can have it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. If you can figure it out, we'll give him to you.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm at Ethan the Dead Man on Twitter. If you like the podcast, make sure to leave a review. Please tell your friends. It really, really helps us out a lot.
Yes. Yes.
I'm Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. If you can spell it, you can have me. One Armed Man on Steam. On Warframe, I guess I'm Foam Queen. All one word. Capital F, capital Q. And then
Lorebroiled
Longhorn Steakhouse has the best steaks in Mississippi. So come on down and see us. Yeah.
If you want to subscribe to Loreboys Premium.
No, wait. I have a much more important real thing to talk about here.
Okay.
What do you mean? Why did you say real like that?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, everything's real, dude.
Pretty sure it was our anniversary, like, this week. So
this week-ish, yeah.
It's not our public anniversary. Our public anniversary is in, like, a month.
I don't know. No, we're still
in May. I don't think
May.
So.
Because we only started releasing in July or June.
No, I think we started releasing in May.
Yeah, it was absolutely
We started recording in April.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Anniversary. Happy boys one.
Happy boys.
Lore Boys is officially one in a bit.
Let's finish up this podcast. We can kiss already. Come on.
I've already started. Just for feedback, we want to know kind of like we want to do something for our 1 year at some point. Let us know what you guys would like to see.
We'll do a one year special. Our, 18 months after
exactly. Yeah, exactly. What are Valve time? Fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what, you think you're better than Valve? I don't fucking think so, Ethan. So let us know what you want to see. Our main idea right now is a 24-hour stream in two different locations where we switch between myself and Jamie, depending on what who's playing what, because we're close by. I know my girlfriend wanted us to do Lore Boys Live and just record that, but we could organize that with some of the bars and other venues around town.
It'd be fun.
I know some people.
Yep.
Everyone, Montreal will be the town that will be at that time.
At that time. Our flight gets in.
Yeah.
In 3-4 days, Lore Boys Live would be in Montreal if it happens, or a 24-hour stream, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, just let us know what you think would be the best idea, because we have to do something for our anniversary. Come on.
Yeah,
it kept all three of us
sane.
So sane for the past year.
Exactly.
Definitely.
And also a few people listened to it, which is also good, and thank you, but whatever. Like, we didn't commit suicide, so that's
exactly.
cool.
Yeah, exactly.
And if anyone's interested in supporting the show financially, Lore Boys Premium has a very special offer going on this week. We have developed our own portal technology.
Yep.
And we are portaling people right into the Lore Boys kitchen, where we are grilling those fine, fine Lore Boys steaks.
Yeah.
Just for you. There's Lore Broiled Steaks. Put them in a pan, cover it up, let them broil. That's
a hot cast iron pan, because you got to seal in those juices.
That's how I do a steak.
Baby. If you want order the James if you want extra juices.
Yeah.
He's got more meat on his bone.
The James is basically the blue steak of the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Order the Ethan if you want well done, covered in cheese.
That
or the Peter if you want the little one that's a little bit dry.
But you're not so hungry.
Yeah. If you're not that hungry, if you hate flavor, order the Peter.
Yeah. And that constitutes
a Lore Boys.
Oh.
Well, Dan, yeah, Dan.
What's your editing style?
So wait, the 10 million?
Okay.
10 million?
Yeah, the 10 million people. The 10 million people.
Clean cut.
10 million people playing the game.
This just in. We have 10 million people playing Doom.
In 1993.
If you could believe it, that we have 10 million souls playing Doom. These people have come across land to take it out of free and journey to hell. If you wish to purchase the...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.